It is so good to be back with Father Lorne Wirth once again and ministers here. Seen some of the new guy here with the lector. There's always moving new people into ministries here. It's like Yogi Berra used to say, it's like deja vu all over again. It's just a wonderful thing. You know, the gospel we just heard is something of what our legal system is based upon today. I mean, if you're accused of a wrong, you are presumed innocent until proven guilty. And within the legal system, sometimes it falls apart, you know, sometimes there's some injustice there. But it's a very good system relative to many other systems throughout our world, that one can come before and the testimony of one or maybe more is required for you to be proven guilty of an offense. But the gospel speaks about that and something so much more in terms of who we are as a people, living, trying to do, as we heard in the gospel and in the, as well as in the letter to Romans, about loving one another, taking care. That's the basis of all the law. And a lot of this came to fruition, came together for me this past week in another sort of way, in a patriotic fashion. And I'll tell you what I mean by that. I'm the oldest of seven children, five of us boys and then the girls. And three of us brothers were drafted into the army. Two of my brothers went to Vietnam, and never really knew a lot about what had gone on during that time. I had the chance, however, to go with my two brothers to Washington, D.C., with the Kansas Honor Flight. What a wonderful experience. It started some time ago, honoring our World War II veterans. And I just, one of the parishioners here this morning, or last night, said that he's thinking about doing that. He's 91 years old, and there's not many World War II veterans that are capable of making that trip. But they're honoring not only WW2s, but the Korean War, as well as the Vietnam veterans. There were two World War II, 15 Korean veterans, and 19 Vietnam veterans. It was an opportunity to see my brothers, to hear the stories, even amongst themselves, sharing some things about Vietnam, but also for me to appreciate, as I was going through seminary training, preparing for ordinations, they were being drafted, they were in a conflict zone, and they came back. And there were injuries of various different sorts among many veterans, as you know. And perhaps I'm speaking to not only WW2s, but Korean War veterans, as well as Vietnam veterans. There is there's something special, because there were two women that were a part of this group. One was an Air Force veteran, and another one was a Navy. And these women, two among all the other veterans, are among so many who have given their lives so that we can gather here freely on a Sunday morning. Or we can gather around our country to worship, to pray, to speak out, and even do crazy things like genuflect during the time of the Star-Spangled Banner. That doesn't make sense to me. At the same time, we are free to do what we do as a people. And this is the thing, to recognize giving honor, and this is the beautiful thing that happened at Eisenhower National Airport when we got off the plane, and there was a thing called mail call Wednesday night, and there was a thing called the welcome home that the Vietnam veterans didn't get. 50 years ago, Vietnam War started. And I have been privileged to be given one of those pins. And I shall hold it dear. Because, again, the Vietnam veterans were not welcomed at all. Thanks be to God, we as a country, whether we agree with the conflicts in Kuwait, Iraq, Afghanistan, or any other troubled areas of the world, we are called to honor and respect those who literally give their lives. The men and women and families every day. We have so many within our own community of Manhattan, Junction City, at Fort, with the Big Red One, and various different branches of service. Now, there are those, as during my time in the seminary, who left the seminary rather than registering at the post office, taking a chance of being drafted, went off to Canada. I know some folks that did that. And there's a lot of people today, for various different reasons, take steps not to be of service or recognize the steps necessary to not be involved in some particular service of God in our country. Each of us has a particular conscience. Each of us has something to say about how we look and appreciate and how we participate in the works of being a faithful citizen in our country and certainly being a good Christian, being a good Catholic. We are strengthened by the encouragement of one another as we call upon another as a Christian to do what is right when we see something wrong. You do that as parents. We do that as catechists, as teachers, as concerned sojourners in the faith. We are called to do that. And if we don't, we are just as responsible as the one who refuses to love, who refuses to be of service. We are just as responsible for not saying something, for not doing something, for not standing up. We are just as responsible. That's what we heard in the first reading today. And of course, with the gospel, we are called to recognize that it takes more than one or two, you know, as a people, to recognize ways in which we can serve our God and as a country to be free. We pray blessings upon those who, in one way or the other, out of conscience, serving God or not serving country, we pray that one way or the other we recognize that special gift and opportunity to make a difference in our world. Let thy grace be with us and with the many other peoples that are a part of this great country and a part of our faith and a part of the call to serve God and one another as we make that journey to life. God bless us all.